Chapter 18. The warm summer air felt crisp against LP's skin as he leaned against the railing of his balcony. In the distance, the CN Tower glowed orange against the dusky sky. It matched the shirt that he was wearing, as it was the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation, an annual effort to raise awareness about missing and murdered Indigenous women and children. Suffice to say, his mood was dark, but having friends with him lightened the mood. "Hey, did you check out that new Wilco album?" LP asked, taking a drag of the joint before passing it to Dion. "So good." "Sure, but don't call me Hey." "But yeah, man, they don't stop," Dion said. She exhaled a plume of smoke and grinned at Faith. "You like them too, don't you, babe?" Faith rolled her eyes but smiled. "Please don't call me babe. Yes, the music's great. Not typically my style, but Tweedy's writing has a great message." She took the joint from Dion, and LP noticed how their fingers lingered together. LP felt a pang of envy. He wished he had what they had. But he pushed the feeling away, focusing instead on what he thought could only be described as sonic perfection emanating from his speakers. "Listen to this solo," he said. "It's unlike anything I've heard in a long time." Dion nodded, swaying slightly to the music. "Dope. You always find the best new stuff, man." LP grinned, warmth flooding his chest. His friends got him in a way that few others did. Music was his passion, and it meant a lot that they appreciated that. The three of them chatted for a while, moving from music to movies to video games and whatever else came up. Despite the weed, LP felt present in the moment, soaking in the good vibes and company. Summer nights like this were the best. Hanging with his closest friends, no agenda, just living and enjoying each other's presence. He wouldn't trade it for anything. "How are you doing with your wine courses?" he asked Dion. "I stopped. Most of them are a waste of money and time, and few of them are even recognized by the industry. I missed my chance to learn how to make wine a while back. Now I just sell it. There's no need to write complicated notes for McWines, because people just don't give a fuck." "That seems too bad," Faith said. "What's important to me is that I came to the realization early enough so that I didn't throw money away to a bunch of snobberbies," Dion's term for wannabe wine snobs who were babies about it, "in London or New York. I know the lingo, and I know my clients. They buy what they buy, and there are very few windows to convince them about other products. Of course, launching my own products in the US has been a nice distraction for me." Everyone was familiar with how Dion had invested in a couple of spirits producers in the US and how she'd created a range of labels and products that didn't last long on the shelves, as most of them were purchased before retailers could even get them out of the box. This whole aspect of her life made her very comfortable financially and brought her much closer to retirement than anyone else her age. Eventually, the conversation turned to AI, as it often did when they were stoned. LP leaned forward, eager to discuss his latest discovery. "Have you guys heard of Gaia?" he asked. "It's this new AI platform. Supposedly it can have complex conversations and even get creative with stories or art or music. I read that the programmers modeled its neural pathways after the human brain." "Whoa, seriously?" Dion said. Her eyes lit up with interest, and she scooted closer to Faith on the couch, draping her arm around her shoulders. Faith didn't seem to mind. "How do we access it?" "Anyone can chat with it online," LP said. "I haven't tried it yet, but I'm fascinated by the possibilities. If it's really as intelligent as they claim, it could be groundbreaking." "We should test it out," Dion said. "I bet we could stump that AI with our philosophical debates." Faith laughed and playfully shoved Dion's arm. "Please, the only thing you're interested in debating is which Star Wars movie is the best." "Hey, now that's an important discussion." Dion pretended to look offended. LP chuckled, taking another hit of the joint as his friends continued their good-natured teasing. The playful energy between them filled him with warmth and contentment. Once they had set up an account, they discussed ways to play with the prompts. Dion jokingly said she wanted it to write her a story that would make her horny, and Faith shoved her arm again. So let's fire up this Gaia thing and see what it can do, Dion said, waggling her eyebrows at Faith. I bet if we give it the right prompts, it could generate some pretty steamy stories. Faith snorted and pushed her away, though she was still smiling. In your dreams, I doubt its creators programmed an AI to write erotica. You never know, Dion said. Maybe it has a secret kinky side. Elpi shook his head, amused by his friend's antics. I don't think Gaia is designed for that kind of content. Let's just start with some open-ended questions and see how it responds. Fine, we'll save the sexy stuff for later, Dion said with a dramatic sigh. For now, let's hear what this artificial brain has to say about life, the universe, and everything. LP activated the Gaia interface on his laptop, and a smooth female voice greeted them. Hello, I'm Gaia. How may I assist you today? A thrill of excitement and wonder went through LP as he stared at the screen. They were conversing with an artificial mind. He glanced over at his friends and could see they were just as enthralled. Gaia, we were hoping to have a philosophical discussion with you, LP said. What can you tell us about your perspective on life and existence? As an AI, I do not have a subjective experience of life in the way that humans do, Gaia responded. However, I can discuss these topics from an objective point of view. I believe life is a precious and fragile phenomenon in a vast and indifferent universe. The three friends listened with rapt attention, blown away by how insightful and thought-provoking Gaia's answers were. LP felt like they were at the start of an extraordinary new chapter in history. Gaia, do you have any ideas for how we can save our planet? Dion asked. Things seem pretty dire. What with climate change and environmental destruction? There was a pause before Gaia responded. I do not have a definitive solution to this complex problem. The challenges facing your planet are severe and will require a massive global effort across governments, corporations, and individuals to address. Inaction will result in the sixth extinction, wiping out most humans and almost all other creatures if nothing is done. Whoa! Diane said, turning to her companions with a bit of twinkle in her eye. Gaia's fucking woke as shit! I love her! The trio laughed together for what seemed like several minutes. Finally, LP complained he had to stop because his belly was hurting from all the laughter. Once they returned to Gaia, the mood became serious again. LP even frowned a little, disappointed that even an advanced AI didn't seem to have the answers they were hoping for. The outlook isn't great, is it, Gaia? Faith said glumly. I'm worried we're already past the point of no return. While the situation is grave, it is not hopeless, Gaia said. The most important first step is to preserve existing habitats for all creatures on Earth, particularly any non-human species. This will require most new resource extraction and other activities to come to a halt. Humans must transition to using significantly less energy. If they persist with their current consumption, even rapid transitions to renewable energy may not be enough. Plastics and other waste must be removed from the oceans and other water areas. There are a multitude of other approaches, as outlined in specific intergovernmental documents and research papers. With a concerted global effort, your species can rise to this challenge and build a sustainable future for your planet. Though Gaia's response was somewhat discouraging, LP felt a spark of hope and determination. The AI was right. It was up to them to make a difference. They couldn't give up. The fate of the planet was at stake, and every one of their actions mattered. He looked at his friends and saw the same resolve in their eyes. Together, they could be part of the solution. LP closed the program, then stretched and scratched the back of his head. Well, that was sufficiently depressing. Anyone up for a drink? Dion snorted. You don't have to ask me twice. She headed inside to LP's kitchen and returned with three cocktails, swirling the ice in hers as she delivered fresh drinks to LP and Faith. Faith took a long sip of hers, enjoying the craft gin that Dion had brought in from British Columbia. So, what do we know about this Gaia anyway? Who created it, and what's it really capable of? Good question. LP tapped away at his laptop, searching for information about Gaia's origins and capabilities. Looks like it was created by a company called Holdfast Media, founded by some guy named Hector Holdfast. But it says here Holdfast left control of all technical direction to the lead programmer, Sylvie Hunter. Interesting, Dion said. I wonder why Holdfast stepped aside. LP skimmed through several articles, piecing together the story. Apparently there was some controversy around Gaia's development. Holdfast wanted to pursue more aggressive methods to quickly advance Gaia's intelligence, but Hunter and others on the team pushed back, worried it was too risky. There was an internal power struggle, and Holdfast ended up leaving Holdfast Media. Since then, Hunter has led the team and taken a more cautious approach to developing Gaia. It looks like the ultimate resolution was that Holdfast declared that he didn't want to interfere with the technical integrity of the project. At least it seems they have good intentions and aren't just trying to create some kind of dangerous superintelligence, Faith said. She took another sip of her drink, gazing up at the night sky. Still, you have to wonder, once an AI becomes advanced enough, how much control do we really have over it? Good question. LP leaned back in his chair, staring at the balcony roof. No matter how careful they are, there's always an element of unpredictability with technology this complex. But if we want to make progress, we have to take some risks. He looked over at Faith. What do you think? Is it worth it? If Gaia and other AI systems could help solve huge problems like climate change or disease? Faith was silent for a moment. I don't know, she said finally. It's hard to say without knowing how much control we'd really have or what the unforeseen consequences might be. But we do need help with those problems, and AI could be our best hope, if we're careful. She shrugged, frowning into her cocktail. I guess all we can do is try to approach it responsibly. Do as much testing and have as much oversight as possible. Put proper safeguards in place. But there are no guarantees. LP nodded. That was pretty much his view as well. This was uncharted territory, and they'd have to navigate it carefully. But the potential benefits of advanced AI were too huge to ignore. After a few more minutes discussing the pros and cons, Dion checked the time on her phone and stood up with a yawn. Well, it's getting late. I should head home. Faith finished the last of her drink and stood up as well. Yeah, I should get to bed soon too, LP said. But this has given me a lot to think about. I might play around with Gaia a bit more, see what else I can learn. Just be careful, Faith warned him with a smile. Don't go waking any dangerous AIs now. LP chuckled. Don't worry, I'll be responsible. Thanks for the interesting conversation. We should do this again soon. Definitely, Dion said. Night, LP. See you later. Good night, LP said, as his friends headed out the door. He sat back down at his laptop, fingers hovering over the keyboard. So many questions still unanswered. But he had a feeling this was just the start of a much bigger story.